Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. Today's episode is a classic segment from Gary V TV. We hope you enjoy.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Well, I've been following you for a while, and I really appreciate everything you do. I just want to thank you first.
Thank you, Ben.
I actually came and saw you live in 2015 in Birmingham, Alabama, and that really set the stage for me to even believe that social media was a thing that anybody did. I was like, something my sister would do. I was like,
you know? I totally get it.
And so now I've only really been all in on it for about 6 months.
Okay.
And mostly just posting photos and everything like that. And I just, my question that I sent in was, you know, how do I not feel like an ass clown on video? whenever I post myself, like I'm comfortable posting the stuff that I build.
Yes.
I'm a contractor, but I always feel really contrived.
Yeah.
If you had any tricks.
I think it comes down to not valuing other people's opinions more than your own happiness and opportunity. The fact that there are so many millions of people right now that are aware that lives and podcasts and blogs and TikToks can change the course of their lives. Unlike you pre-15, the Birmingham talk, there are plenty of people who just don't even realize that you can go from zero to 200,000 and happiness, you know, can literally go from 80,000 and unhappy to 200,000 or happy, or even my favorite one, from 313,000 a year in revenue for themselves, job or business, and unhappy to 196 and super happy, right? They both work, right? Happy is the common bond, not how much you take home. There's millions of people that don't even know that to be true if you go and make content on LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. What breaks my heart is more your set. The millions, the hundreds of millions, tens of millions minimally that do know that that can happen, but value other people's random comments over living their best fucking life. It drives me. I have a huge thirst for giving back, a huge just need to bring value and conversate and build community and lead. And this is what I've chose to talk about. There's so many things I could be doing, I'm sure, as a human, talking about leading on. It is that we are living in the greatest era of opportunity in the history of mankind. It is called the internet. You are sitting in a fucking car right now, and I'm sitting in New Jersey. We are talking to each other, and 10,000 people are watching. What are you, like, right? Like, could you imagine? Right.
No, I can't.
Brother, listen to me. Like, you have to go into a deep place. And I'm not joking when I say this, whether it's 50 therapy sessions, whether it's meditation, whether it's playing me on repeat, whether it's working out, whether it's writing things down, whether it's having a very difficult conversation with your mother, father, sister, of like that, you know, or with yourself. You have to figure out how to put zero value in other people's opinions over your happiness. That doesn't mean don't listen to people. I listen to every comment. I take feedback, but the thought of not feeling comfortable in my own skin because somebody might say that you're full of shit or you're not smart or you don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to eliminate that. The world is stuck in high school.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's the comments from high school that replay in your head of like some dickhead.
You're nerd, you suck. Exactly.
Yeah.
And
I know that I'm a badass architect and badass, you know, contractor. I can build literally anything.
It's amazing.
And like, it's not like,
have you started producing content on LinkedIn?
Not really. I've been honestly just focused on the buck 80 with
Instagram,
you know.
Hey Ben,
just trying to
I'm telling you right now, there. today, post either a video or a written post about architecture or building on LinkedIn. The LinkedIn B2B scenario, LinkedIn is like acting like Facebook in 2012. You could have zero followers. You don't even have to have a LinkedIn account as we sit here today. You go and sign up for one. you go and post, because now you can do that in LinkedIn, unlike 5 years ago. And you literally post something, a blueprint and you know, a picture of a blueprint, and then write about it. Like, I don't give a shit. Talk to them as if you were talking to a friend that was interested in what you had to say. You will be blown away about what's going on in there. Yeah. And I would argue will lead to more business opportunities than Instagram within the first month.
Okay. All right. So double down on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn all the way, go hard. Pictures of blueprints, write stories or thoughts or make a video.
Okay.
And really go deep inside yourself and be like, why the fuck would I give a fuck? Like, to me, here's the thing that helps me. When somebody writes something negative, I feel compassion and sympathy for them, not that they have power over me. For somebody to take the time, if their life is so shitty that they're watching you and then saying you suck, they're hurting inside, just like bullies in fucking high school. They're hurting inside.
Yeah, so it's, you got to get over, I got to get you over myself.
You got to get over yourself. You got to get over yourself in a very interesting way. I like that you said that. You got to get over the facade or the way you've tried to paint yourself to the world, right? Because vulnerability is a very powerful ingredient in being able to put yourself out there.
I was almost hesitant to call this morning because
I'm losing him.
One of the things you see, sorry. Right.
No worries, brother. Yeah, a little bit better. Go ahead.
So what I typically do is, you know, I put on this fake persona that isn't actually who I am. And
I love you. I love you for having the strength to say that right now on this show. I love you for that. That means you're good. And that means you're fucking moments away, because you could post for next fucking year and not have this many people watch. So good news. Like, now just start telling who, you know what I mean? You're set. Like, the fact that you can say that on this show right now means you're inches away from going there, you know?
Yeah. But then you said yesterday, you know, the thing that you're best at being is Gary V. And I was like, yes. Well, that's my fucking problem right there.
Right. You're not best at being Ben Stroud, the real right. Ben Stroud.
The real, yeah. Well, who I am.
Listen, you're one post away. You're one post away. Make one video and say, you could do it in one fucking fall swoop. Be like, here's the real me. It'll change your life. I promise you 95% of your inner circle is going to message you on Facebook or on text you and be like, I'm so proud of you. Because what nobody realizes when they're the fake version of themselves is that everybody already knows.
That's the fake version of you.
100%. My friends who are watching right now, you're not tricking anybody. You're fucking not tricking anybody. People in your inner circle ready now. All right, Ben. Love you, pal. I wish appreciate you well. You. Keep going. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks so much, Gary. Today's amazing 5-star review reads, Gary is the undisputed king of valuable content in this day and age. There is literally nobody who brings more vital life and business lessons to the masses consistently than Gary V. Humility, patience, gratitude, hard work, not the end result, empathy, these are tangible values that can actually benefit society dramatically. This is a must-listen podcast. Thank you so much for that kind review. And to anybody else listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.